it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Good morning. It's the 17th of May, 2024. The exposure has to happen for people to understand what's happening in the world. It has to happen. Otherwise, people wouldn't see it. They wouldn't comprehend what was going on. They wouldn't believe it. If I wind back the clock to the beginning of this year, in January, I spoke to a number of spiritual people. And they all said the same thing. Charlie, it won't happen until June or July of 2024. We're in May. We got a very interesting 90 days coming up. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. There's a lot going to happen.
I want to hit the ground running. Cocaine has been found in the Capitol building in the USA. No one knows who it belongs to. I very much doubt they'll ever find out who it belongs to.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? They can find a little old lady that hasn't paid $5 in tax, and yet they can't find cocaine in the most viewed building in the world when it comes to closed circuit television and security. They can find what they want to find, but they can't find what they don't want to find.
Well, I'm going to start with a funny one this morning. Someone pulled up to the Donald Trump hush money trial outside Manhattan Criminal Court and released dozens of pink balloons in the shape of male genitalia with the faces of DA Alvin Bragg, Judge Juan Merchan, and Special Counsel Jack Smith on them. Absolutely epic. Whoever you are, you're a legend.
And we've said it a few times, humour will get us through this because the world has absolutely gone batshit crazy.
Biden has announced he is sending another $1 billion worth of tanks and ammunition to Israel, even though he has said that he was not going to send any more ammunition and weapons.
Yes, and we're now seeing that the stuff that's actually being sent to these countries is being destroyed by Russia. And it's not until Russia tells us what they've destroyed that we realise what was sent in the first place. And that includes men from France and United Kingdom.
Iraq repays off IMF loan in full, which is great news.
People don't understand the value of that, Drew. Because when you pay back a loan to the IMF, it's in fiat currency. It also means that the USA has no control over you. The USA has always had control over you because it controlled your debt. And there was many countries that were in deep in debt to the USA, so they had to do as they were told. And people are having their loans and debts wiped away.
Well, following that, China sold a record amount of Treasury and US agency bonds in the first quarter, highlighting the Asian nation's move to diversify away from the American assets as trade tensions persist. And China just fully locked arms with Russia against the West. A red carpet rollout was with welcoming ceremony. China will shun the Switzerland Peace Conference and effectively reject Ukraine's peace plan. Strategic military cooperation in the development of new technologies, space-based nuclear programs. Finalization of massive energy infrastructure projects across Serbia. No surprise, Biden pre-penalized China by putting tariffs on the green energy tech just 24 hours prior to this meeting. It won't be long before cargo ships full of low-cost Chinese goods stop coming across the Pacific Ocean and Walmart will be empty.
And the second politician who stood up against the WHO was shot yesterday. This shows how evil these people are. That if you don't go along with what the WHO says, the World Health Organization will try and have you assassinated.
So, Drew, I'm glad you mentioned about China, because there is another house builder in deep trouble. Agile, the Chinese house builder, has just defaulted for the first time on its dollar bonds. And I'll tell you what, sounds like they're following in the footsteps of Evergrande.
It certainly does, and it will have a huge impact on the collapse of the system that we've been saying for a long time is coming. And we didn't know when it would come, because it's being artificially propped up by mainstream media.
An alarming rate of council tax arrears in England, with hundreds of thousands of households being deferred to bailiffs. One referral every minute. It has been stated to prioritise council tax above everything else. So don't pay your rent, starve, because councils are bankrupt and have no money.
Yeah, and it's very, very important to understand what's going on, because people's houses and cars are being repossessed at a rate never seen before. And the people who are repossessing them are illegal immigrants under the guise of a new police force that are doing this because they're overworked. This is an agenda to take your house and your car from you, to give it to these other people, to cause unrest. It'll cause civil war. I'm just very thankful that my father educated me never to borrow money. So I don't have a loan on a car. I don't have a mortgage on a house. I only have what I can afford to have. I grew up that way. Now I see the benefit of that. And yes, when I was younger, I had to live within my means, which was very, very limited. Through many years of hard work, I've managed to get through that. And my heart goes out to these people who are already strapped to a mortgage and loans, that people are going to come and take what was rightfully yours off you.
And I also see, Charlie, because of this, people are losing their home, becoming homeless.
Yep.
We are actually, Street Angels are seeing the strain of that, and we're having to help more and more people financially.
Yeah. That's a very good point, Drew, because I got a message from Anthea yesterday. We're under a huge amount of pressure right now, looking after homeless people, and it's not just homeless people from other countries. It's homeless people from the UK that should never, ever be homeless. Interesting news coming out of Georgia. The Georgia court approves the appeal to remove Fannie Willis.
Meanwhile, in Germany, Muslim mob demanding a caliphate clash with police. If you want a Muslim nation, go back to your Muslim nation you just left.
Michael Burry, who the film The Big Short was based on, so he's the man who said the housing market was going to crash in 2008. And it did. He's actually made a big bet on physical gold, moving away from his tech stocks that he had.
And the most important thing is not to do as they say, it's to do as they do. And these people are moving away from fiat currency and putting their money into physical gold.
Gov.com states no ID, no right to work, no right to rent, and criminal records checks. Did you know that all 21 crew members of the ship that hit Baltimore Bridge are still stuck on board after 7 weeks?
Maybe they can't get off onto the bridge.
Oh, Charlie. Biden has used his executive privilege and blocked the release of audio recordings between him and Robert Hur. And this is on the back of Hur's own words after these interviews, saying that Biden is an elderly man with a poor memory. So they're now covering up in the public light Biden's true personality.
Well, if the truth is going to come out about Biden's dementia and lack of comprehension of what's going on in the world, it'll probably come out that his controller is married to a man called Mike.
Big Mike to his friends, Charlie.
Big Mike to his friends, he's big boy.
The Walton family sells massive $1.5 billion worth of Walmart stock in 3 days. Wonder what's going to happen there, guys.
This is, just so that the audience know, this is all part of the exposure that's going on right now.
Yep. The Indonesian government has turned to cloud seeding after they have had some of the worst flash floods in history. They hope by making it rain in other parts of the country, it won't rain as hard in parts already hit. Chemtrails don't exist, do they?
Blinken okays Ukraine cancelling elections.
Ontario, Canada's self-proclaimed crypto king has been arrested. He has been released on a $100,000 bail, which his parents put up. He supposedly ran a crypto investment firm that he guaranteed you wouldn't lose your money and that you'd make massive returns. Guess what? Typically, in reality, everyone got ripped off. But the case is ongoing, so we can't say that for definite yet.
Children up to the age of 18 at schools in England will not be taught gender identity under government proposals published Thursday. Amid growing concerns in the UK and elsewhere about transgender issues, the move follows a landmark review which last month urged extreme caution on prescribing hormone treatment for young people grappling with gender identity issues.
Our children need to be children. They need to enjoy being children. The world is tough enough as it is. The children should be allowed to enjoy being children. Little boys dress up as little girls. That's part of being a young child, growing up. Our job as parents is to guide them, to give them wisdom from our stupid mistakes that we made all those years ago. But little boys will always be little boys, and little girls will always be little girls. The fact when Justin was younger, he used to like to wear his mummy's shoes. It was fine. That's part of little boys, what boys do. He doesn't do that anymore. He's grown up now. But it's important that we allow the children to be children.
On the subject of children and humanity, I just want to remind everybody that when we're learning as children, the first thing that our parents teach us is first to be kind and to share. Mm-hmm. And if only humanity could just go back to that, we'd be in a better place.
Yeah. It certainly does. And we need to protect our children. This is what this whole journey is about. The protection and the safety of our children.
Students and teacher at St. Luke's Catholic School in Shoreline, Washington, staged an LGBTQAFBCD protest during Mass on Wednesday, flooding the sacred halls of the church with rainbow pride ribbons and buttons. The protest was against the Seattle area school's Catholic priest, Father Brad Haglin, after he decided not to renew lesbian kindergarten teacher Karen Parler's contract over what he called a misalignment with church teachings. Good on him. Pfizer. In business over 175 years, founded in 1849, and has cured exactly zero diseases. Just add this to the list of criminal offences. Here is a brief glimpse of Pfizer's track record for safety and ethics. Pfizer received the biggest fine in the US history as part of a $2.3 billion plea deal with the federal. Pfizer pleaded guilty to misbranding the painkiller Bextra, by promoting the drug for uses of which it was not approved. In the 1990s, Pfizer was involved in a defective heart valve that led to the deaths of more than 100 people. Pfizer had deliberately misled regulations about the hazards. The company agreed to pay $10.75 million to just settle Justice Department charges for misleading regulators. Pfizer paid more than $60 million to settle a lawsuit over Rezolin, a diabetes medication that caused patients to die from acute liver failure. In the UK, Pfizer has been fined nearly €90 million for overcharging the NHS. The National Health Service, Pfizer charged the taxpayers an additional $48 million per year for what should have cost $2 million per year. Pfizer agreed to pay $430 million in 2004 to settle criminal charges that it had bribed doctors to prescribe its epilepsy drug Neurontin for indications of which it was not approved. I could go on and on and on, but I think you kind of get the message.
The question I have is, all these fines, where did they go? Follow the money.
Oh. At least four people confirmed dead after storm hits Houston. Nearly a million people are without power in Houston, Texas, as a powerful storm with winds reaching 80 to 117 miles per hour, toppling large transmission power lines and shattered skyscrapers' windows.
And that was the news on the 17th of May, 2024. We'll see you tomorrow on the Insiders Club, 1 hour later, because we have SGNon. SGNon. That's good, isn't it, eh? Don't miss it.
Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.